This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to a proposed two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran if shipping traffic is allowed to move through the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said that both sides should agree to a two-sided ceasefire, claiming the U.S. has already achieved its military goals and that the conflict may be close to being resolved. Earlier, Trump warned Iran that he could target important infrastructure like power plants and bridges if Tehran did not agree to his demands, which include reopening the Strait of Hormuz. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that Iran will agree to a ceasefire if attacks against Iran are halted. He announced that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible. He said this will take place via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations. In view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian nationals who are currently in Iran to stay put where they are, shelter in place and avoid further movements. The ministry said that any movement within Iran and to the border crossings of Iran may be considered only in close coordination with the Indian embassy in Tehran and after obtaining explicit guidance of the embassy. It has requested the Indian nationals to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted through mobile number +9891-281-09115. The email of the embassy is cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Russia and China have vetoed a UN Security Council resolution on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, a vital maritime choke point through which a fifth of the global oil passes. The 15-nation UN Security Council voted on the resolution proposed by Bahrain, which got 11 votes in favour, 2 against and 2 abstentions. The resolution could not be adopted because veto-wielding permanent members Russia and China voted against the resolution. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a 3-day visit to Washington, D.C. in the United States beginning today. During his visit, Foreign Secretary will hold discussions with senior officials of the U.S. administration on a wide range of issues, including trade, defense, science, technology, as well as regional and global developments of mutual interest. The External Affairs Ministry said that this visit will provide an opportunity to review the full spectrum of India and U.S. bilateral relations and advance the ongoing cooperation across key areas. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy statement today. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decisions taken by the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, in its first meeting of the financial year 2026-27 at 10 this morning. Led by the RBI Governor, the six-member MPC are deliberating on key aspects such as interest rates, inflation outlook and growth projections since Monday. The Election Commission has clarified that no new guideline has been issued regarding the seating arrangement of polling agents for the upcoming Assembly elections 2026. The Commission has taken note of certain messages being circulated by a section of the media claiming that polling agents of different political parties will not be allowed to sit inside polling booths on the day of polling. The poll body said that all existing guidelines concerning polling agents will continue to remain in force without any change. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is-where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi along the Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said that existing structures will be recognized, while future constructions must be adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. Mr. Lal stated that with the decision to regularize colonies, residents will be encouraged to come forward for registration of their properties. The 25th All India Water Sports Cluster, organized by the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, is set to begin today at Vasai in Tehri, Uttarakhand. The 5-day event will last till the 12th of this month. ITBP Inspector General Manu Maharaj informed that 19 teams from across the country will participate in 52 events. And that is the end of this news bulletin.